specialist in cataract and refractive surgery. I'm the medical director of a major eye center. I had a daughter who was born with a what's called a coarctation of the aorta. It's a lethal problem, meaning that a child born with this condition most often dies, and they usually die in a particularly bad way, meaning that they have open heart surgery, and then a few years later they repeat the open heart surgery, and then a few years later they repeat it. As the child is growing, they have to increase the size of the graft, and in the end these children die. So this was the first time when I got the news of her condition. This is the first time in my life I felt I had no control. I couldn't do anything about the situation. Every time before in my life, when there was a problem, I dealt with it on my own. If I needed more money, I worked harder. If this needed fixing, I found somebody or I fixed it myself, etc., etc. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. When this baby was born, her name was Hannah, she went straight to the intensive care unit. Her body from here down was almost the color of my suit, closer to the color of your suit, just kind of a dusky gunmetal blue, because her body was not getting oxygen. Her body was literally starving in front of our eyes. Oxygen starved in front of our eyes. And that part of her body was literally dying. And when I saw that, like I said, it was the first time in my life that I needed to turn to some greater power. I was atheist up until then. I had been raised in a family that was basically Quaker, one of the Protestant sects, but not practicing. And I myself had never taken on any religion. So I had to leave the intensive care unit because they brought in a team of doctors, a team of specialists in the field. And while they were doing their thing, I just went to the prayer room. And for the first time in my life, I really prayed. And I prayed kind of the typical atheist prayer. There's a prayer called the prayer of the skeptic. The prayer of the skeptic goes like this: Oh God, if there is a God, save my soul, if I have a soul. Yeah. Okay, that's the prayer of the skeptic. And most atheists, when they pray this way. They say, Oh God, if you are there, you know, because they're not quite sure. And that's basically what I prayed. I just said, Oh God, if you're there, I don't know if you're there or not, but if you are, I need help. And I made a promise to my Creator on that day. I promised that if He would save the life of my child and then guide me to the religion that was most pleasing to Him, that I would follow. And that was the simple promise. I was only away for maybe about 15 or 20 minutes, but when I went back into the intensive care unit, my daughter was on the other side of the intensive care unit. When I entered the door and looked across the room, the doctors raised their faces from my daughter, and I could see right away something had changed. Their faces were mystified, as if they didn't really understand what was going on. Maybe a little bit shocked. When I walked up to them, they simply told me that she was going to be okay, and that she wouldn't, she wouldn't die. And sure enough, she went back to being a completely normal child in all respects. I mean, you know, normal quirks, but. Completely healthy. She didn't have surgery. She didn't need medication. Her condition completely reversed. And here's the thing: we had an ultrasound film of her heart beforehand, and we had an ultrasound film of her heart after. And before, she had the problem I told you about. After, it was completely gone, stone cold normal. And the doctors, I remember the doctors sort of went through an explanation, trying to make sense of it to me, trying to make sense of it to themselves. I feel that they bought that explanation, but I remember standing there looking at them just thinking, you know, I know that explanation works for you, but it just doesn't work for me. And I prayed this prayer. And I just have to believe that this was the hand of my Creator. So I knew He had made good on his promise, and I had to make good on mine. So that started me on a religious search. And it wasn't until I found Islam that all of my questions were answered. And it wasn't until I found Islam that peace entered my heart and I realized that this was where all of the pieces of the puzzle came together.